Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Go ahead and do a roll call.
Okay.
We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All righty, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Hubert.
Shalom, shalom. Greetings.
Okay, and Mom. Okay, Loretta.
Okay, I'll pick up in reading in Numbers while we'll wait for others to join in. I'm in number 7. Moses anointed and sanctified each part of the tabernacle, including the altar and the utensils, on the day he finished setting it up. Then the leaders of Israel, the chief of the tribes, and the men who had organized the censer brought their offering. They brought 6 covering wagons, each drawn by 2 oxen, a wagon for every 2 leaders and an oxen for each one, and they presented them to the Lord in front of the tabernacle. Except their gift, the Lord told Moses, and use these wagons for the works of the tabernacle. Give them to the Levites for whatever needs they may have. So Moses presented the wagons and the oxen to the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen were given to the Gershon division for their use, and 4 wagons and 8 oxen were given to the Merah division, which was under the leadership of Ithamar. At Aaron's sons, none of the wagons or teams were given to the Kohath division, for they were required to carry their portion of the tabernacle upon their shoulders. Leaders also presented dedication gifts on the day of the altar was anointed. Placing them before the altar, the Lord said to Moses, let each of them bring his gift on a different day for the dedication of the altar. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we didn't have any new callers already.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and okay, well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we pray that you all had a Merry Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ's birthday. Just call him Emmanuel, meaning God
Amen.
Is with us. Amen.
Amen.
let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. God yearns for an acceptable sacrifice. He wants us to love him freely and gladly, with an open heart. Let's take the time to glorify the Lord today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We had another caller join. The number ends in 0077. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear the name, I'm sorry. Loretta, did you hear that?
I did not hear the name.
They hung up. Okay. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program. Let's go ahead and start with Auntie Carrie.
Okay. I'm going to read from Galatians 3. Believers are free from the law. But before faith come, we were kept under the law, shut up until the faith which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that, faith is come. We are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized unto God, unto Christ, but have been baptized unto Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for we all are one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and the heirs according to the promise. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Galatians, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have Loretta.
Yes, let's see. I'm reading Psalms 91. We live within the shadows of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him, for he rescues you from every trap and protects you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wing. They will shelter you. His faithful promises are your armor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the dark, nor fear the danger of the day. Though 1,000 fall at my side, 10,000 are dying around me, and evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share it, for Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all God to shelter me. How then can evil overtake me or any plague come near? For he ordered his angel to protect you wherever you go. They will steady you with their hands to keep you from stumbling against the rocks on the trail. You can safely meet a lion or step on poisonous snakes. Yes, even trample them beneath your feet. For the Lord says, because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. When he calls on me, I will answer. I will be with him in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 1, starting at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord has commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate his marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Matthew. Next we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 3:1-13. I'm reading 1-13. A time for everything. This is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to loss, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stone and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God had laid on human race. He had made everything beautiful in its time. He had also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God had done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they are alive, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of the red book.
You can get back over here.
I'm going to read passages saying physical healing paragraph. Miracle of healing are not of the old, as some confess, because God's word say, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The work that I do, you will do, you shall do also, even greater work than me. According to John 14:12, it doesn't take faith through faith of a mustard seed. Confess God's word with authority over your body 2 times a day. It will increase your faith. And according to Isaiah 55:11, God word the falling will not return to him void. We are in return his word to him by giving it void. So shall my word be that goes from out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Without prophesying any effect useless, but it shall accomplish that which it pleases and purpose. And it shall prosper in the things in which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11, I created the fruit of the lip. Peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him according to Isaiah 57:19. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, we have Hubert.
Yeah, we come to you out of 2 Samuel, verse 22 to 24. How great you are, O Lord, servant Lord. There is no one like you. And there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears, and who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth that God went out to redeem as a people for himself, and to make a name for himself, and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their God from before your people whom you redeemed from Egypt. You have established your people Israel as your very own forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. I'll turn it back over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Before I go into the prayer, let's have a moment of silence for John Moore, which I believe was Sister Shirley's brother. Am I correct, Auntie Carrie?
You're right.
Okay, and for Derek, my grandson, Mario, father. So we'll have a moment of silence for those two families. Praise God, praise God. May God be with these two families as they go through their grievance. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us safe daily and for showing us how much you love us. Heavenly Father, lay your healing hand upon John Moore family, Derek family, Auntie Marie, Sister Shirley family, Mother, Mom, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, the Cody family, the Werner family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Johnson family, the Allen family, Vanessa and family, Essie Mann family, Reggie and family, Leonard and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Simmons family, Mary Ann and family, Mr. Q family, Desert Kendrick and family, Joseph family, Angel and family, Ronnie McClure, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Ms. Brown and family, Donna and family, Lynn and Rebecca and Cheryl and family, Katrina and family, Jesse and Dorita Werner, Williams families, the Peters family, Charlie and family, Marilyn and family, Ruth Edwards, Lenny and family, the Moody family, Cheryl and family, the Ross family, Eric, Brian, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Dwight, Tawana and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we plead the shed blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to activate and heal us all. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you for the sick and shut in prayer, Loretta. Next, we're going to acknowledge birthdays. And it's from the, starts from today, the 31st, through Saturday, the 6th. Do we have any birthdays? I have Felicia on the 31st. We have a Sean on the 4th of January, Jesse Ross on the 3rd, Jesse Ross on the 3rd of January.
Yes.
That's all that I have. Are there any others? No? Okay.
Man.
Well, Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing a happy birthday song?
Yes, I will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. All righty. Well, now it's time for us to do the second part of our program, where you can bring songs or poems, testimonies, any of your choices. I would like to start off with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing Silent Night.
Amen.
Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright, while your virgin mother glorious rain from heaven all fall. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love pure light, radiant beam from the holy face,
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you for that beautiful song.
Yeah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty.
Okay.
Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Hubert, would you like to go next?
I pass.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mom, you want to go next?
Well, I'm gonna skip the same. That's the chorus of "Oh How I Love Jesus." Oh how I love Jesus. Oh how I love Jesus. Oh how I love Jesus because He first loved me. Amen.
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 Amen, Aretha.
Amen.
We just had another caller join. Is that you, Daniel?
Yeah, ma'am.
Amen.
No.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. It's still 2017, Daniel.
I know. I want to hear y'all play for the end of the year. I'll miss you, okay? I'm a mute. You just listen, okay? Y'all hear me?
Nope.
Yeah. I just want to listen.
You want to listen? Gotcha. Okay. Next, Loretta.
Okay. First, I have to share this. Auntie Betty, I guess we was on the same page today because I read Matthew 1. I read all of Matthew 1, and I was debating whether to read Matthew or Psalms, and I decided on Psalms. Then I was going to sing Silent Night. And you
hey,
got that one,
you know.
So, I'm just going to read Joy to the World, but I just praise God. God is just so good. He really
so
is.
So good, isn't
he? He just moving right along in our lives. But I'm just going to read Joy to the World.
Okay.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessing flow far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, I guess I'll go next and I'll try to sing a song.
Amen.
Jesus loves me, oh yes, he does. Jesus loves me, oh yes, he does. Jesus loves me, oh yes, he does. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, that concludes our second round. Does anyone have anything else before we do the closing?
Well, I do. I would like to know how Auntie Carrie is getting along after her surgery.
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm getting around pretty good. I'm moving about and taking therapy.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Loretta, I'm asking Grandpa.
Huh?
Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
This is your Auntie Betty. Our cousin got Brent up this week. And I'm asking prayer for the Franklin family, my cousin and his grandson. Both of them got burned up in the fire. And his wife and one of the grandsons is in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. The grandson been released from the hospital, just the wife.
Oh, she's relieved. Okay.
He released, the wife still in the hospital.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
This is on my mother's side, family.
Right.
Okay, I just want to thank everybody for their prayers for me. I went in surgery on Wednesday.
Amen.
And
I'm doing good.
Amen.
I'm doing good. I ain't had no pain. It's just like I ain't been on the knife. But I just thank God for taking care of all of that.
And
for praying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
All righty. Can I go ahead with the closing prayer?
Well, I just want to say one thing. Even though I said I was going to be quiet.
You was a listener. You was a listener. Follow through. Follow through.
I just want everybody to pray for me because I got a cat scare on the floor. And hopefully they don't say that's wrong. Yeah. Look at my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Put the cigarette down.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I'm going to go ahead with the closing prayer. As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor. Thank you, God, for the time we had today. It was wonderful. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today, and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, God. Help us to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
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 Okay, amen, amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. First of all, I would like to wish everyone to have a safe and a happy new year. Amen.
Amen.
Now, prayer will be going out for you, Daniel, on your CAT scan on January 4th. And we will have our prayers go out to the Franklin family. Amen.
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 The Nellen family would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the President and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. We would like to wish everyone a safe and happy new year. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Good
night.
Y'all.
Happy new year,
everyone.
Happy
new
year.
New year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year. Love you all. Love you.
Yeah. Happy New Year.